it low? Should I bite my tongue? Or should I march with every stranger from Twitter to get shit done? Used to hang my head low, now I hear it loud. Every stranger from Twitter is gonna burn this down.
From our not-yet-named studio in the west end of our nation's capital, welcome to Season 7, Episode 4 of the Sense Collapse for Monday, October 15th, 2018. I'm Cardinal, Canuck and Panner here as well. We're back after less than a week. What's up with that? Don't even know. We have a couple of games to talk about, but we have no voicemail or email to talk about, and that's sad.
We do have email.
We do?
No, we do.
We got some tonight.
Sweet. Oh, I didn't notice it tonight. Okay,
hot
I take that
off
back.
The press.
Exactly. I missed that. It is.
Boys, oh, geez, did we ever? Eh?
Yeah, it's strange to be back after so quickly.
How dare we be consistent?
We're trying. This whole being at the game thing is kind of convenient, so that works. But yeah, that was fun. And well, being at the game and then coming here afterwards, that works. I don't mind that. Mm-hmm. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, we may not need to take half an hour to recap how we've been.
Yeah, because it's been so recent.
Nothing's changed.
Not much has gone on, except I'm going away this weekend. So I'm going up to the cottage, and we may be stocking a lake. We're not sure yet. It's either going to happen now or sometime in November. So if it doesn't happen now, we'll probably grab a couple of chainsaws and a truck and go out and cut some wood.
Well, November's in like a week anyway, or two.
No, it would be around Remembrance Day, so 3 weeks from now, where we'll go up and stock the lake. So I just wear some blaze orange and go and find some felled trees and cut them up and throw them in the woodpile.
I thought you're supposed to wear camo and then wear like a white towel at your back.
Yes, that's right.
And then prance around, right?
Kind of like a football quarterback, but in behind, like just a little white towel. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I went to the naturopath today. Naturopath/dietitian.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go?
Pretty well. She was really good at like she's building a plan for me, which I went meal plans, not substitutes. Vitamins and
supplements.
Thank you. So that was pretty good. Good introductory meeting, and a lot better than the dietitian that my doctor recommended. They just kind of threw information at me and wanted me to divide by 15. Carb count, apparently.
She
gave me a sheet full of like tell me what you eat on a normal basis. It was like all like
McDonald's.
Besides, it wasn't even on the list. It was just like bread, toast,
cereal.
Yeah, cereal.
A lot of carbs.
It's like how much cereal do you eat? I'm like none. Because I've tried to cut all of these things out over 2 years. Well, how much would you normally have? I'm like again, none. Well, okay. Before, what were you having? Like, that was over 2 years ago. And at that point, I checked out, mentally checked out. This one was actually good. Because she just gave me a bunch of loose leaf articles and stuff. And she's like, between these five types of ice cream, which one's the best for you? I'm like, none of them? It's like, I don't understand what you're getting at here.
Well, I
should probably have zero ice cream. Please tell me zero ice cream. If you tell me zero ice cream, I will have zero ice cream. I'm very good at listening to directions that way.
Well, but if you can have some ice cream, that's the problem.
Well, that's a problem. That's why I am the way that I am.
Because you won't have some of the ice cream.
I will have all of the ice cream.
I kind of like me with smoked fish. It's like, ooh.
Yeah, meanwhile, yesterday, Canuck tells me about Chocolat Favori that's just opened up in Canada. And then today, Colonel, you on the way to the game.
I texted you my ice cream. Well, it's very, I have to say, it's very convenient having a Costco a kilometer from the arena. So if you want just a quick
Vancouver,
snack.
Vancouver, it's a walkable across the street.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's convenient because you can stop and get an entire meal for less than the cost. Well, not an entire meal, but you can get enough food to get you through the evening at the game for less than the cost of a hot dog at the game.
Right. Remember, like, hot dog and Coke Zero?
Yeah.
$2 there at Costco?
$1.58. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
And it's $1.58.
They must have brought down the price.
Well, Coke Zero. Oh, no, I guess if Coke Zero, I just get a fountain. You know, it's a, you know.
Same diff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the PepsiCo anyway.
It's weird. It's weird to think that the ice cream cone costs more than the sausage and the drink, but it does.
Well, you know, popcorn, like at the movies and stuff like that.
The bag is
the most, is the expensive piece.
Yeah, it is. Right. There's no value. There's no measurable venue. Because it's so cheap, they buy it in such big quantities.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I know. I texted you the picture of my ice cream cone because I was just being
enabler.
Yeah. That's right. That's what I do.
Just reply back with the gif of Gandalf. Don't tempt me any further.
Something interesting might happen. Can I get anything with you? You sound better. I've noticed that earlier today. You sound better than last week. You feeling better?
For sure. Okay. It's been a long cold, though.
Yeah.
About 2 weeks to shame.
Yeah. Yeah, but you were sounding... Well, I noticed that when I met you in the earlier this evening. I'm like, ooh, he sounds much better. He doesn't sound like he's on death's door. Well, not death's door, but...
just stuffed.
Yeah. Yeah. In the neighborhood, shall we say. A few doors down. All right. Before we begin, quick housekeeping. Podcast at sensecollapse.com is the email address. The forums and the game threads, among other things, are at sensecollapse.com. And the waiver wire is 1-844-SCU-SCNS or 844-728-7367. We have a couple of games to talk about. We have a few other things. Let's go. Your neighbors must love that. Mm. before we go, tonight we are, thanks to Canuck, who went out and bought beer for us, I guess because he took donation money, I hope, to do that. Tonight's show is brought to you by, what is this one? Pump House Crafty Rattler, which you say is really good as a rattler.
Tell my Matt Natural Path.
I don't squeal on people. Mm. Not it's a
from
snitch.
Moncton, actually.
Oh, really?
Not a stool pigeon. Nice. And I'm having a Mill Street Hopped and Confused, which is one of my favorite craft beers at the moment because it's very hoppy and there's absolutely no bitterness, hence the confusion. So it's very hoppy, but there's no bitterness. It's lovely. And last week, we had Side Launch. Forgot to mention that one last week. Great little brewery up in Collingwood. They have it's either a black IPA or a black lager that is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I might be going up there twice a year now, so I'll pick more stuff up.
Oh, it's for sure. For sure. All right.
I was right about to go game on again.
Game 5, which was last Saturday against the LA Kings.
Kings at Sens, 5-1 win.
What?
Wow.
Yep. So this game featured the return of...
Drew Doughty.
Dion Phaneuf.
Nate Thompson.
Oh.
They put him up on the board. I'm like, oh, yeah.
He was here for a year.
Anybody else?
Not even. And Dion Phaneuf.
Dion Phaneuf.
And they did a pretty crap job in regards to the video tribute.
So what did they do for a tribute?
They did, like, I didn't hear any music. He didn't come, well, I guess they don't really come out for skates or anything like that. But it was just like, welcome back, Dion Phaneuf. And like 4 or 5 clips.
That's a little weak.
Yeah. I was not. I
no
was
country
not happy
song?
With it.
What?
Like Chris Neal.
He was, Chris Neal's different, but. Yeah, I was pretty disappointed in regards to that. So, that's always my opinion. Anyway, Sens goals. Tierney, 2 by Weidman, who had a hell of a game in 8 minutes. Stone, Colin White, which was a nice goal, too. King's goal, Trevor Lewis off a super, like, it was an incredible pass by Doughty, but up him.
Who was Weidman paired with?
7D.
Oh, so it was hit like, or yawn.
It
okay.
And Weidman had not scored in a full calendar year, I believe.
364 days, I think.
Wow. Well, now he missed most of it. He wouldn't play most of it, but still. Wow.
Does, I think with Brent Wallace at intermission, he was a little bit emotional during the intermission interview, and just saying, it's like, I wasn't sure if I would ever score an NHL goal ever again.
Well, yeah.
And he got two. Sure.
And he got two.
And he got two.
Yeah, that would be a pretty emotional moment. Good on him.
Yeah.
Good on him. Right on. Anything else about that game?
Anderson was amazing. So they came, or Ben Harper was in. I guess we didn't really touch on any of this stuff.
Yes, he didn't take the game day skate.
He didn't?
He did not. They were talking about that on the radio, that he did not actually take the game day skate.
That's weird.
He just suddenly, boom.
Why would you not take the game day skate? You knew CeCe was hurt. My computer
did. Did you see the minutes he played?
Did you run out of battery? What?
No.
Oh. I don't know.
I also didn't save my notes.
Uh-oh. Hope the autosave worked. I'm almost positive that's what they said on the radio today. Because as soon as I
heard... That wouldn't make sense to me, because then you CeCe was out.
Well, it would. That's why... Well, they were talking about it rather incredulously. As in, okay, he didn't take the
game... my computer turning back on.
He didn't, he didn't take the game day skate, and then he played the most minutes of any skater in that game. I'm sorry? What? So just, you just
from
decide,
healthy just, scratch to top, most minutes.
Top minutes. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know whether it was a matter of didn't take the game day skate because they weren't sure if CeCe was going to play, and then he took the warm-up. No,
because CeCe was on IR.
Oh, that's right.
So you had, yeah.
Maybe he was only planning on going with 60 and then changed his mind.
My notes are gone.
I don't know. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll fake it.
I've been doing it for 7 years.
Even Windows knows how to autosave stuff.
I don't. There's something wrong with this thing.
Oh.
Which is weird because it's a Mac. There should never be anything wrong with a Mac.
Clearly.
Also, with that, Ben Harper had the most ice time out of all defensemen.
Mm-hmm. And all
I'll take a look at that.
Of all players, all skaters, most ice time.
Really?
I believe so. Again, they were talking about
it. Jeez, with 11 Fords, that's...
Can't say. Then again, some people are getting some very low ice time in that game, I'm pretty sure. Actually, some people will be getting
because
more.
You're rolling the forwards, right? You're right.
Rolling the forwards.
22-37, next closest was DeMello, who was just... I don't know where they found these guys. San Jose, obviously. But I don't know.
Hot garbage.
These guys, yeah.
Hot garbage is now Homer? On fire. Right?
Is Homer that put that in
there? I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Hot garbage that's is on fire.
No, it was Agent Orange.
Oh, it was Agent Orange.
Oh, Agent Orange, that's
right.
It.
Right. Sorry,
the,
Agent Orange.
The smell's going away in the cold.
Yeah.
It was that was a great post in the forum, sir. Well played. See, this is, folks, if you're not in the game threads, this is the kind of thing you're missing. That and you're missing...
It's better than Twitter to me.
Rush lyric quotes on pretty much every game thread. You have to figure out what song it's from. Well played, Shanghai. Yeah. Love that.
So, yeah, I just find it is interesting that you go from healthy scratch to most ice time.
Yeah.
So finally, Sens are back to 500 hockey.
Yep.
2-2-1.
2-2-1.
Yeah. So I totally expected them to like lose in overtime tonight, too.
Yes.
Well, I picked 3-2 with the Sens winning, but it was close to that.
It was.
It was close to that.
So Dallas at Ottawa.
We were all three at the game.
All three at the game.
In the press box again. Thank you very much, Ottawa Senators.
4-1 win, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
So a return of Mark Methot on the ice. And possibly the last time that we see Jason Spezza play in Ottawa.
Could be. Is he a UFA after this season?
Yeah.
Ah.
And he's like 34.
Five.
35? Wow. Again, I think that's probably going to be the end of the road for him.
Well, certainly at the price tag he's making now. If he decides to play for less money, not necessarily. We'll have to see.
Just go to the Leafs.
Right.
Nice touching video in regards to the memory of Ray Emery.
Yes. Very discombobulated first period. Very discombobulated, but disjointed for the Senators. They were a little herky jerky and not playing super, super well. The first power play,
Dallas is just running them over, which is
the first power play had when they could get it set it up. When they could get it set up, it was the puck movement was good. They were getting the Dallas players moving around. This is from my notes because I actually took some. Their zone entries still are not great, especially on the power play. Still not great. But they did have some very good chances on the first couple of power plays with, you know, just getting the puck moving and them walking along or walking the line and so on, and player movement as well as puck.
Player movement's wonderful.
It was good.
Yep. And Tkachuk had a couple good, real good tries on the power play too.
Yeah, I can see he's going to become an instant hated.
I think it was after the, I think it was even the rookie tournament where I watched a game. I know you guys weren't watching it, and I was just like, if you hate Brad Marchand, you're going to love Brady Tkachuk.
Oh, because he's on my team.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
But he's not a weasel.
He's going to get there.
Brad Marchand is the top.
I don't think he's going to take the cheap shots, but everything else that Marchand does, he's totally going to do.
Well, that's not being a weasel.
He doesn't shut up and...
That's being annoying, but that's not being a weasel. There's a difference.
Well, Cardinal, I turned to you at one point tonight and I said, man, Tkachuk looks like he's been in the league a long time. He does not play like a rookie.
No. Mm, yeah. Well, he doesn't. He looks calm, confident, composed,
strong.
Confident is a good word, actually. Yeah. He's not afraid. He knows what he's doing. He knows
what to do.
He knows what he's doing, and he's not afraid of doing it either.
Yeah.
So for everybody who was complaining, oh, what a garbage pick. Oh, they're just taking the guy with character rather than the guy with skill. You now.
Well, that's what they told us that they did.
You now. No, they didn't say they took the guy with character instead of the guy with skill. They took the more complete player.
No, they said they took the.
Character is the word they use.
Yes, but they also said
which
they.
Character, again, means nothing. It's an ambiguous term. I think I've talked about that before.
It is. But for all the people who are complaining that they didn't take Zadina, yeah, Zadina, you said it right. Zadina may score more goals, but I really think that Tkachuk will be the more complete player.
Yeah.
And he's certainly looking good. It looks
like Detroit's doing the right thing by keeping him the hell away from that tire fight right now.
Who, Zadina?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I wouldn't want to be playing in Detroit right now, no. It's a disaster.
Yeah. So, anyway, so Sens had Keisha Shante sing the anthem. Minor hiccup there, but she was a fiance to Ray Emery, so that was a nice touch.
Mm-hmm.
And after the video played, or I guess even during the video played, Spets had really looked emotional.
Yeah. It was the reason I was asking about the FNUF video earlier and the fact that it was quite disappointing. They did a really good job on the Ray Emery one.
Yeah.
They brought out his character. I mean, they played a few video clips and they had still images, but it was a very good portrayal of Ray Emery, like his character. When I say character, his personality, it was very, very accurate, and it was well done.
And they got the goalie fight in there.
And they got the goalie fight.
Of course, they got the goalie fight.
Him and Peters after that, with him smiling, going, "Okay, I want to do this. I want to do this." I mean, that's a legendary moment. Going
so great
because he was just like that. But it was, it was a very, very well done tribute and. There was applause all the way through it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then at the end of it, there was a very, very good ovation. And I was, okay, I mean, not for not that big a crowd, they made a lot of noise for that, and I was very happy. I was very impressed. Well done, Ottawa.
Yep.
Speaking of the crowd, I noticed it tonight. And this is kind of what I expected. I mean, it's mid-October. It's Monday.
Yeah.
And the crowd was lacking.
Ooh.
For sure.
It wasn't big, for sure. It wasn't.
I'm trying to bring up ticket match in the meantime.
Okay, while you're doing that, one other comment about the game tonight, just while you're bringing up the... I turned to you at one point and said, Matt Duchene was stick handling in a phone booth, but this time there was another player in the phone booth when he had that semi-breakaway in the third period where he just tossed it around the guy and then went around him. That was impressive.
It's Montreal on Saturday.
Oh, lots of tickets for the Montreal game.
Yeah.
Oh, well, lots of people from Montreal come up and buy them. Whatever.
No... Maybe. I think it's going to be a real good game.
I won't.
I think it's going
to
be a real
good game. I might be listening or watching. If I go go to the cottage next door, I may watch the game. I may be listening to it.
Yeah.
Or I may be off doing something far more entertaining.
So, yeah, I'll just do the goals chronologically, which doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So Dallas scored John Klingberg on the power play. Which was a hell of a shot. Spezza set that one up, so I was kind of happy that Spezza got a point.
Mm-hmm.
Max Lajoie, with 20 seconds left, gets his fourth goal.
He has more goals than
Wire.
Morgan Rielly.
Yeah. And he doesn't have the players to pass to. CC Drew Doughty, a jerk. Drew Doughty was saying that it'd be nice to have the players that Toronto has to pass to.
Well, that's a team-building statement.
When they asked him about Morgan Rielly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Doughty just buries his teammates all the time anyway. So no one seems to realize it.
What a team player.
Hmm.
Definitely Norris candidate. Yep. Yeah.
So yep. Tied it up, 20 seconds left, because I thought that game was going to go south otherwise.
Yeah, that was sweet. 20 seconds left, and they're still trying to score, and they do.
Yeah. Just, I haven't seen this level of effort.
In how long? Since the Hamburglar run?
No, not even. Pesky sense.
That was after that, wasn't it?
No, that was well before. Yeah.
The year before, I think.
Oh, I can't.
No, 2 years before, because it was in, out, in.
In, out, in, out. Mm-hmm. So Pesky Sens, then they were.
I think Pesky Sens was our second year, so 5 years, half a decade ago.
Yeah, because we're in that.
Outside of the playoffs, and Carlson just went, screw it, I'll do it all on my own.
They all blur together after a while.
Which means that Carlson is a selfish player, of course. Brady Tkachuk, minute 27 into the third.
Boom. 3-1.
He was in the paint all night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where he lives now. Pays rent. Melnick. Michael Bodker gets
There's no heat there. That's a cold apartment.
No.
It's icy cold. Ah!
Mikhail Bodker gets his first as a Senator. Zach Smith gets the empty netter for his second of the season.
And Dallas pulled their goalie with about 5 minutes to go.
Yeah. Yeah, and Colin ended up mentioning that they did it with 7 minutes another night.
And it worked for them. I mean, they got an empty net, but it was about three minutes later.
Yeah, exactly. And at that point, it just doesn't matter anymore, right? Because you know you're not going to score two with a minute and a half left.
I wonder how much rent it costs to live in that blue paint. I mean, it must be a sizable chunk of his net income.
Yeah. But
just, ouch. All right.
So the Dallas power play, which is 54% going
into the game. I have two really disgusted looks at me right now.
And they're both coming from Pan.
Yeah, the Dallas power play, which was lethal going into the game. I think it was
54.6%.
Yeah, 6 for 11 or something like that.
I didn't bring the paperwork in with me.
So 6 for 11. They're only 1 for 4 tonight.
Oh, we shut down the vault. Well, not shut down, but he shot down.
Now, again, maybe stop taking penalties.
Well, that's
not right. Only got two chances, which I didn't pay too close attention, but on people watching on TV are saying that Dallas was getting away with a lot.
Hmm.
Is what it is. Yeah. Shot totals today. I didn't say the LA one, but I'll go back to that. 38 by Dallas, 24 by Ottawa. Now, Dallas ended up outshooting a team by like 57 to something in one game. It was insane.
Yikes.
So, net difference of 15 in the LA game, which I find was a little bit different because they just went to shutdown mode like it was 2016 all over again. And they were outshot by 14. So, it's another 29 shot differential, minus 29.
So, our shot differential is getting worse. 60,
yeah, so they're at 69.
Eesh.
Nice.
But they're 3-2-1.
Yeah.
Good goaltending.
So again, Anderson stole them the Toronto game. And I think Anderson did. He probably stole this one. Or not necessarily steal.
He kept them in it.
But he really kept it in it.
Yeah.
I was happy. And in LA, it seemed to like all be perimeter shots and everything else. So that game, they played perfectly. And I knew why they were getting shots. But LA didn't have any scoring attempts.
No. I got to turn the goal light on.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you were talking to the goal judge?
I did, before the game.
Really?
I went over and talked to him.
Oh, did you just attest it?
Well, I asked him, I said, you know, kind of confirm what his job was. Yeah. I said, well, didn't you guys used to sit behind the nets? He says, yeah, we do, and now we used to. And it used to be a second set of eyes down there, and now you know, he's up in the press box.
Right, because they wanted to sell tickets behind the net.
And,
pretty much.
Yeah.
And I kind of clarified kind of his role. It's kind of fudgy. But I did ask him, you turn on the red light behind the net. I was like, yeah. And he showed me the remote. It's like, here, push this button. And I did, and it lit up down there and said, then push the small button, turn it off. Like, cool.
Neat.
So it was like being a kid for a minute.
Right on.
Push the button.
Ooh, I want the button.
Press the button. Wah, 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 wah. Your little boy is going to keep pressing
it. Do it in the middle of the game or something.
Testing. <Yeah. laughs> Right on. I missed that. Well done by you. Chit-chatting people. I walked right past Ian Mendez today, and I didn't realize who it was until afterwards. Was like,
did he say hello?
No, he looked kind of tired and a bit
harassed.
He's
never met Cardinal Feast.
He's never met me before, so he doesn't know who. Like, I'm just somebody walking past him in the corridor.
Who's that tall, handsome dude?
Well, I just
allegedly
that I'm tall. Yeah, that my good looks are well known. That's why I have a face for radio as well as a voice for it. Actually, somebody said I had a face for print. I'm like, ooh, that's harsh. That's very harsh.
Isn't that good? You'd be like on the cover of a magazine.
No, as in a print writer. No, not a photograph in print, but a print writer.
Oh,
yeah, that's a little harsh. But
Detroit's goal differential right now is -16.
Ouch! It didn't click in because my facial recognition skills are so poor. It didn't click into me till about a minute and a half later. I think that was Ian Mendez. Well, crap! Where'd he go? And then he was in the middle of a very deep conversation between the first and second period. And then I think I caught him out of the corner of my eye leaving sort of halfway through the second. So
beat the rush.
Well, he'd also done the afternoon show and the pregame show. So I was imagining he was probably pretty tired. That's a lot of radio to do in a day.
Yeah.
It's like 6 hours straight. Yeah. That's a lot. So I didn't get a chance to introduce him myself to him, so I'll have
you do run into a lot of I'm not gonna say celebrities, but a lot of media personalities when you're up in the press box.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, oh, there's Gary Gord Miller, there's Kyle Buskoskas,
they're just folks. Just, we saw the healthy scratches for Dallas, and one of them, what was that, Kynes?
Food? Oh, I don't know, Food Kynes or something like that. It's a made up name of some sort.
Big lad,
yeah.
Big lad. Well, apparently he's my height. I'm like, no, he's taller than
I am. And apparently Roman Polak really likes the popcorn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently okay. He went back like 5-6 times.
Oh, okay, if he likes popcorn.
Made up like name.
Professional hat.
This like, guy was...
Rudolph Valkers, but, that's not a name.
this guy was apparently my height. I'm like, no, he's probably 2 inches taller than I am. He was also...
Rupe Hintz.
They also said he was 215. I'm like, 215? Okay.
Yeah, but 0% body fat.
0% body fat. Exactly. He's bigger than 215.
Jeez. He's 21 years old.
Yeah. If he is my height, which I don't think he is, he's got a lot of pounds on me.
Yeah.
I'm just very aerodynamic.
Yes, yeah. So those are the games. Craig Anderson was first start in both games.
Green Bay and San Francisco are going to overtime. Or about to. 19 seconds left in the fourth, and they're tied. Sorry. I just got an update. So, other things to talk about other than these games.
So, how will the Ottawa Senators survive without Cody Ceci?
Seem to be doing so well. So
far, so good.
Missed two games, and you get almost 12 days off when they were put on IR, so that's good. Because apparently he has two things that he's dealing with. Two separate issues.
Who's that?
CC.
Oh.
Again, I'm...
Is one of them just absolute stress?
Don't know. Formanton has a concussion, but he was already back on the ice today.
Oh, was he good?
Yeah,
okay, that's good.
And Zingle was also... All three of them were on the ice today before practice, before the game day skate. So things are looking up for them, especially Formanton, who had a... anytime there's a concussion, that can go... well, or it can go very, very badly.
Mm-hmm.
And to see him back on the ice so quickly means things are going quite well. Happy to see. Just before the was it after the warm up and before the team came on the ice? Is that when they were playing that Ryan Dezingle clip?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Now, for those who weren't at the game,
they have this on their website.
Yeah, it's on the website, and it was basically Ryan Dezingle and some kids from CHEO and. They came.
It was a family, I think.
Yeah, it was a family. Two of the kids had cancer over the last year.
Ah, okay. I couldn't hear. The problem with being up in the press box is the sound isn't very good. It's very, very echoey up there. So I couldn't hear a whole lot of what was being said.
Maybe on purpose, to be honest.
Could be. Don't know. But it was. It's a very touching video of, a hockey player just doing the right thing. And, befriending a couple of these kids and taking them on a tour, introducing to other players and... I mean, quite frankly, hockey players are just big kids themselves for the most part. So they all seem to do very, very well with kids. And it was just a very touching montage. It was a couple of minutes long. So go check it out on the Sens website. It's a nice feel-good moment. The only other thing I have about notes for the team itself is over the last little while, there have been a lot of, or not, I shouldn't say a lot, there have been several offhanded and less offhanded and less offhanded, as i.e. more direct, comments about team cohesion and how it's really improved this year compared to last year. And there have been a couple of comments.
Well, it couldn't get any worse, surely.
But there have been a couple of comments with regards to what the reason for it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to wonder. I've been wondering it for a while, but with what's being said, I'm wondering if it's starting to come out that one of the problems with team cohesion was Erik Karlsson.
Well, that's what the message they're implying. I don't buy it.
I don't buy it either. The last couple of weeks he was here, he was hanging out with all the guys. He was spending as much time with them off the ice. Or, well, not off the ice. They weren't on the ice yet. But he was spending a lot of time with his teammates.
Sure. There are people who you hang out with who you don't necessarily like to work with.
No. This is before hockey even started, right?
I know.
I think they're coming off...
Oh, people you like to hang out with but not work with is
right. Yes.
I think they're coming off a terrible year. And
Everything's been... Listen. The management's been saying that.
Nope, not just management. It's
coaches, that's it.
Craig Anderson.
But, well,
he's great. Happy.
It's true. They are more cohesive this year, and they are...
There's been a couple of players who've been making mention of it in interviews.
But here's a scenario I want to throw at you. Sometimes a family has a tragic event. Maybe someone passes away. Maybe unexpectedly. And sometimes after that, the family maybe resolves differences, comes together, puts aside things that weren't there before, that, you know, they spend more time together. Things positive come out of that terrible situation. Now, was the problem the person who died? Most cases not. It's just that it takes sometimes, you know, a really bad situation to kind of spark out of it. Now, that's a weird parallel, but my point being is that I don't think Erik Karlsson was a problem here. I think they're just realized that...
It's a narrative.
I don't think he's wholly the problem, but it seems...
Well, they also blamed him for the team not practicing enough last year, so there's that, too.
The management, or is that fans doing that?
That was reporters.
Oh.
Because he said he liked days off. It was a well-known thing that he liked to get days off.
Okay.
He didn't like to practice. He liked to get days off.
Whatever. Erik Karlsson likes to win. And he has proven that he will do anything that he needs to win. And if that's the case, then the coach needs to get it back and say we're practicing.
I think it's just all kind of posturing to make it look like they made the right decision.
There's no reason to bring that stuff up right now.
I agree.
Right? No, by the team.
Well, it's not just the team management that's bringing
it. Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
I haven't heard a single thing from players.
At least two of them. Stone was one of them.
And bullshit.
He was. It was an interview on the radio.
Bullshit.
Sorry.
We're cohesive.
Heard it.
That bullshit. He said Karlsson was the issue?
He didn't say Karlsson was the issue. He said we have far fewer distractions this year. Things are much better.
Yeah.
Of course they do.
Because your captain's not in a contract negotiation and massive conflict with the owner of the team. Don't tell me that Karlsson's the only person that's guilty in this whole thing.
I'm not saying he is. Hoffman and
Karlsson are gone.
I'm not saying that was a thing. I'm saying that he contributed to it, and his absence has taken that away, which has helped.
Winning has taken it away.
Well,
Well,
they couldn't win with him here, could they? If you want to make exaggerations like that, I can make him back.
Well, they absolutely have less distractions because they traded away Hoffman and Karlsson. Apparently, there was something going on with their wives or their significant. Well,
that's
going
to be. I'm still wondering how that's going to work out.
What do you mean?
Well, if the court action that was brought,
court said that the Karlssons don't have to give the evidence over, and now it's dead.
It's dead?
It's dead. There's no defamation of character because the Karlsson's never publicly mentioned anything. It was a court reporter that found it and brought it to the media.
Hmm. So?
It's dead.
So it's gone. Done.
Monica Kerrick has zero action that she can take. The judge also said, listen, neither one of them are in Canada. One's on the West Coast, one's on the East Coast. It's over. And I don't have any legal requirements to bring forward the.
And if the Carlsons don't want to move in a countersuit, because
there wasn't a lawsuit, it was a protection order.
No, a countersuit for defamation. You accused me of something that's a false claim.
But the Hoffmans never did that to the Carlsons.
In the investigative, I want to find out what was going on because I don't like being accused of this. Well, I guess the Carlsons never did accuse them of it. Okay, fair enough. Sorry, I'm catching up on the thinking on that.
So it's over.
All the statements that the Carlsons did was in court, which you're not allowed to use for defamation of character if you're in the Hoffmans. So the truth will never be known. Now, reading Carrick's statements to the courts, her stance made no sense. She kept referring to a specific website that was unrelated to any of the accusations. It's a mess up situation.
It was very unhinged, and I'm glad that it's behind everybody.
Yeah,
to be certain.
Yeah.
All right. So that's
we'll never know what the truth is.
On the topic of cohesion or camaraderie or whatever, what all the players went to see Justin Timberlake concert?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You wanted to talk about Justin. I had no idea what you were talking about.
Well, I think it was Pierre Dorian on the radio this morning.
I
referenced it and said.
The coach did yesterday.
All the players, they all went out to see Justin Timberlake. I thought that was great. They'd never done that before.
Just little hits for no reason.
What do you mean hits?
Just these comments that they.
I think it's partly. I mean, there's certainly nothing wrong with making a statement about the here and now, that they're bonding well as a team. They are. It seems like, anyway, to me, from what I know, just watching them, it seems a little weird to try to make it sound like it's a comparison. Like, okay, well. Yeah, maybe that's normal. Maybe it's a shot. But it seems like they're also just trying to sell tickets too. Kind of saying, come out and see us because we're so different this year. And, please. And actually,
it's fine, but yeah, that's.
It's a little weird.
It's weird. It's irregular.
But.
Sense.
To steal your joke, or maybe you want to set it up about Justin Timberlake and those things over there.
What?
Did I make a joke that I'm just not remembering? Go ahead. Yes.
The empties back.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, bring in empties back.
You talking about the seats in the upper bowl or what?
I thought that was your joke, sorry.
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe you made it.
Made it, but I didn't realize that it was all that funny. Maybe it isn't. No. The only other thing I had to talk about, since we have an email, why don't we go to that? Since that maybe that'll give us something to talk about. Otherwise, week to come and let's go. I don't even think I have something that grinds my gears this week.
Well, there must be something driving really.
Eugene. Well, there is, but.
Which one?
The one from, is there more than one?
There's one from Special Delivery.
Right.
I'll read that.
Yeah.
Hey, boys, I had to dig around in my email for this one. Let's say you guys bought the team next year and had the money to sign, rebuild as you saw fit.
Move it to Quebec.
How would you start?
Move it to Quebec.
Trading for veterans.
Well, you want to go to Quebec?
Signing Duchesne.
That's the line that everyone says.
So would you trade for veterans? Would you sign Duchesne Stone long term, etc.? It was very open-ended. Besides moving the team to Quebec.
Yep.
You'd make a bid for Erik Karlsson on July 1st.
Yeah. So you hire Daniel Alfredsson to do whatever he wants to do, and then you get Karlsson back. And then you trade CC for Hedman.
And what would you pay Karlsson per year?
Going rate?
$50 million.
But what is the going rate?
Well, it was probably 12 or something like that.
Yeah. So less than McDavid.
See how he does this season?
McDavid.
Oh, no. He's tanking it for Jack Hughes.
Okay.
McDavid is
12 and a half. So less than.
Yeah, that's right. He's
so you get Doughty's money and you get a better signing bonus structure versus nothing like what Tavares has, but something somewhat similar.
What's Tavares?
Oh, yeah, this is awesome.
He gets like $15 million for signing bonus and something crazy like that for this year. He gets $40 million of his contract in the next 2 years because it's just CBA.
And then they'll trade him off somebody else.
or the CBA change, like, who cares, right?
It's true.
That's
okay.
So 6 years from now, it's like two GMs away from.
So you're the new owner. You hire Alfie. I like that.
You hire Alfie.
I like that move.
Sign Carlson.
Sign Carlson.
Can the whole Assuming coaching team? I would keep Dorion as an assistant manager. I think he's very good as an assistant general manager. I would bring somebody else in though.
And very good at scouting.
He's very good at scouting. Or you can just fire him and he'll go and sign with San Jose and because they kind of owe him.
Or Buffalo.
Sign Duchesne and Stone if you can.
Dzingel?
Oh, yeah.
Dzingel? If you can, yes. I wouldn't trade for veterans. What's the point? You're trying to sign them. Keep the young ones you have.
Anything else?
Yeah, I'd get rid of anyone over 30.
I would hire Eugene Melnick.
So who's going to
Yes. Oh, I'd hire him and dress him up as one of the, bring back the Prime Minister's race and put him in as one of them. That guy who never wins and make sure he gets clobbered.
Granted, I have heard that a big kicker in him selling the team is any offer that he has to sell the team. He wants to put himself in as a consultant so that he gets a salary for X amount of years, which is it's standard in tech and especially biotech.
Okay.
Right. But it's a way for him to get money out, and whoever would buy the team doesn't want his input anyway.
I was going to say, no.
Well, just to figure
out. You get money for, I'm buying the team. I'm not paying you a salary.
That's right. Yeah, because it's essentially an annuity.
Here's a voicemail box you can call with your opinions.
Well, you're either that or like, okay, tell me what you think and then just do the opposite.
Yeah, I'm not going to listen to you. Either that or they could say, sure, I'll give you $1 million a year if you never leave Barbados. The moment you set foot in Ottawa, null and void.
Yeah.
And it's payable on December.
It'll be like Napoleon.
It's payable, yeah. It's Elba. Elba, yeah. And it's only payable on December 31st. So you have to spend the entire calendar year in Barbados before you get paid. If you leave and come to Canada, you're fired. Forget it. No money.
Like he cares anyway. What else would I do?
I would replace the DJ with that guy they had for the outdoor game.
Yep.
He's way better.
And to be honest, I still prefer your idea of blowing up NDHQ. Well, I shouldn't say it that way. But
hang on. This is not my idea. If anybody's listening to us, I didn't say that.
Do you hear helicopter blades going on?
What's that red dot doing?
Oh, man.
No, but
please rephrase that.
So I would replace the building that's down across from Rideau Center, which used to be the National Defense Building.
The big Lego building, yeah.
Yeah, and put the arena there. Be damned with parking.
Well, you're going to get...
You don't need it anyway. You got the mall. You got everything in the market.
Yeah. You've got also... Yeah, I was going to say you have all the parking at the Rideau Center or the National Arts Center just across the bridge.
Right.
There's another 1,000 spots there, 800 spots there. Yep. Plus all the surface parking in downtown Ottawa, which is a 10-minute, 5-minute walk. 10 minutes if you walk normally.
Right.
5 minutes if you walk like me.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, all the downtown parking is available in the evening, and you could take the LRT one or two stops to the Rideau Center, go to the game.
Or what if you moved the arena next to that, what is it, the Hard Rock Casino? Or future
Hard Rock?
Way out at Albion? You want to go to the racetrack?
That's in the middle. You're bringing it from somewhere that used to be the middle of nowhere to absolutely the middle of nowhere.
Not necessarily. If you did that, you could expect that there are one of the long-term plans for the LRT is to take it to the airport and then south to Riverside South. So you could build either a spur over
30 years from now.
Either a spur over to the arena. No, it's phase. Yeah. I mean, to the
airport. If you got all this money, you might as well just privatize the LRT, build it yourself.
Make it work.
Hire the Chinese to come in to do it. It'll be done in 6 months.
But I won't fit on it. Oh.
No, they're fine with that. They might lose a couple hundred people, but this is 1.2 billion of us. We're fine.
Well, worked for the CPR, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Let's
take this and run.
Wow. I didn't think I'd go there.
It's one for every mile.
Ouch. All right. Anything else you'd do?
That's what he said.
If you're going to, yeah. The last thing that went through his mind. Yeah, piece of rock. Yeah,
we have another email, don't we?
Yes.
CB Inc.?
You want to read the CB Inc. one?
Sure. That's my work email. Hold on. Can't read that one. Hey, I just want to get a few things off my mind. One, I am done with talking about Carlson. Done. Let's move on.
Sorry.
Still listen to this episode. Two, new names for the recording place. Podcast Corner. Studio without any interesting name, a.k.a. Swain Press Room. Don't get it.
No, the Swain. Studio without an interesting name. It's an acronym. Swain.
Canada Corner with two K's. Thank you for not
Cardinals Canada Corner, okay?
No, Talk. No, you definitely don't want that.
The beer spilling room.
Now you got it. The Echo Chamber recording alcove without windows, a.k.a. Raw. The room where everyone knows your nickname. Like that. It's business. It's all business. We can attach to any player.
We can't attach to any player, but
for them, owners and players, it's business. It's easy for us, the fans, to complain. All right. I am also tired of talking Austin Matthews. It will go without saying Leafs suck season A.
But they don't suck anymore.
No.
Their fans do. Their fans still suck. The end. Thanks, CB Inc.
Oh, I heard they were just making some tweaks to the parade plan there. They're thinking of going down young and maybe coming back up. I don't know.
University
or something? Or university? Yeah.
Okay. I saw somebody else post this on Twitter, so I know that I'm going to jinx it.
They're just going to follow the subway?
Yeah.
Okay.
But how great would it be for the Ottawa Senators to be a lunch pail team? Well, I'll tell you the positive of this and the negative. But the positive would be the Ottawa Senators are a lunch pail team that works hard, works well together, continuously wins, and makes the playoffs, and beat the Toronto Maple Leafs that are the skilled team.
It'd be like a role reversal.
It's a role reversal of the Battle of Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be amazing. The negative part about that would be proving Eugene Melnyk right. I don't need to spend $80 million. Look at what those $45 million with a pile of asterisks got me to.
So, would you do it?
I think I hate the Leafs more than I want to prove Eugene Melnyk wrong.
So, yes.
Okay. That's close enough. I'll take that as a yes.
Because I watched the Leafs game. I love hate watching the Leafs, and it's not working.
It's not going to work this season. Don't do that.
I don't.
Because when they played Washington, it was like 16 seconds in, Washington scored. It was like, perfect. They're going to light them up. No. No.
I just don't bother. There's got to be something else on. There's got to be something else on. You can watch the parliamentary debate.
Well, maybe I should try to go out and find a wife.
You could, well.
It's overrated, I hear, but.
It depends on which method you're using. If you're using the hunting and gathering method, that's probably better than that.
Step one.
San Francisco got the ball in overtime and ran it for a touchdown. Game over.
Crap on a cracker.
No, just kidding. Green Bay won.
Thank you. I hate
you. But you know that reference, right? How many times has that happened to Aaron Rodgers?
So those who aren't aware, I am a Green Bay Packers fan. Thank you for that.
Week to come.
Let's go.
So hopefully we're back next Monday, which means that we will be reporting a wine and cheese that the Ottawa Senators have invited us to.
Yeah.
On Thursday.
Who knew that doing a podcast for 6 seasons would have such rewards in
Russell
the seventh?
Russell must be so pissed.
I mean, all we have to do now is get a beer sponsor.
And
we're gold.
And for some of you that think that we've been bought.
Yeah.
I still haven't given them a dollar.
I was going to say, somebody accused us of being bought, and what was the reasoning behind this?
Because we're the influencers and we're going to the games for free. I still haven't given him a dollar of my money.
I don't understand how being in, because they think we're influencers, inviting us to a game to get us more exposure at the games, I don't see how that's being bought, because they're not asking for anything in return. And
well, yeah, because people think that we're going to get censored because we're getting these freebies. I'm not.
Why would, if they're giving them to us knowing what we do, why would we change it?
Some people are different, but
I think I've been fairly consistent. I think we've all been fairly consistent. We don't always agree, but we've been consistent in our positioning for the entire time we've been doing this. That's absurd. Right.
So a couple of things with that. One, my stance hasn't changed. The only thing is I cannot talk to the boycott anymore. Because I am not a... I still have access to what I used to have without paying. So that I'm out. I can't talk about that anymore. It's not my place. But I can talk in regards to the direction of the team, hockey management of the team, and the business management of the team.
I think
the only issue I have right now is with the business management of the team. But so I haven't changed with that. And not to gloat, but the cost that I was paying for the Sens games is a total of 2% of my gross pay. So it's inconsequential.
I think
It's not like they're giving me something that has like a $10,000 value.
Okay. I think the Ottawa Senators are doing a really good job. Eugene Melnyk is a stand-up guy, and I think you should all buy tickets to come to the game.
That red dot went from my head over to yours.
Not.
It's probably going to come towards me because I'm just honest.
I'm trying to sound like I'm underdressed or something. Oh.
You should be reading the script with lots of emotion. Yes, good.
And over to Cardinal.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing on Thursday. Oh, yes. we're sellouts.
We're sellouts because, sure, whatever. I just
find... And the view is shit up there. It's garbage.
I like it.
Yeah, do you like standing on a chair to be able to see the whole ice?
I don't have... Well, no, I had to stand up. Well, we were in the upper part of the auxiliary press box today. For the other game, we were in the middle part. Yeah, that wasn't so great.
We get the same thing that Don Brennan gets.
In the top tier of the auxiliary press box, I had to stand to be able to see the ice in the corner in front of us. Now, as you've made mention, I'm not short, but that was the only... To be able to see over and down, I actually had to stand up. And I found that a bit annoying, because otherwise I was cutting off, I don't know, about a fifth of the ice in one end of the rink if I wasn't standing. Which was annoying when the play was in front of us. Like, I got to move my chair back. But it's a great experience. I'm loving the experience. I think you hit the nail on the forehead.
Yeah. Head.
With it being, it's a great chance to be very analytical and watching how the game is going.
Yeah.
You
take all the in-game stuff, and I can't hear it. The speakers are below us anyways, right?
Yeah.
I don't hear anything going on.
Well, and my hearing is messed up anyway. It's very sensitive, but I don't have a lot of, like my visual.
It's all that weed smoking music that you're listening to.
Clearly.
Alex is so happy.
That reference is, if you're bored, I made mention of this in the forums, if you're bored, go back and have a look at Don Brennan's Twitter feed for in-game today. And he got absolutely smoked for me.
Hey! Yeah! You didn't even mean to do that.
I kind of did. I didn't think you'd pick up on it. Got absolutely destroyed for making comments about the music being, what was it? The warm-up music is something that...
That you want to get high to and just stare at a strobe light all night?
Yeah, something like that. It's like, well, Don, how do you know these things?
God, that's
amazing. It was just brutal. Just brutal.
He's got ratioed like a mofo.
And I think it's going to be a long, long time.
Okay, Don, as you were. Week to come. Let's go.
Week to come. Yeah, so Thursday, wine and cheese. Saturday.
Les
Habitants. Cubs at Sens.
Les Habitants.
Should be a good game.
How are we supposed to act at a wine and cheese?
Properly.
Yeah. So not like this.
Dignified.
So you take a little
sip. You must have been...
You swirl and you spit?
Yeah. Yeah, do that right at Chris Neal.
It's not
do what he used to do with the water bottle. Yeah.
It's not a wine tasting at a vineyard. It's a wine and cheese social.
Yeah, so you chew the cheese.
So we're pretty good
spit
at wining.
That into the wine.
I bring the cheese, you guys wine? Is that what happens?
Well, apparently.
Thank you. That's going to be the name of the next episode. Wine and cheese. Or as you would say, wine and cheese.
Well, it is wine and cheese. at least what you guys are doing. I prefer the fermented grape, but that's different. Hmm. I'll be looking for a good, strong... Maybe a Zinfandel. I'll go with some CB Inc. Zinfandel.
Oh, God. It'd be amazing if they have it. I hope they do.
And a good, strong...
Yeah.
Yorkshire cheddar or something like that. We'll see. We'll see what's there. I don't like stinky cheese. I don't like cheese. No. I don't like cheese with mold in it. That, you know, that's where I draw the line. I'll have almost anything else. A good Stilton once in a while, but I like very good cheese. I eat a phenomenal amount of it when we're up at the lake. We're always having good cheese and wine. It starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and away you go. So that's
so. Hopefully, we'll be back for Monday.
Yeah.
When the Sens sellouts, call ups come back.
We're not sellouts.
Neither are the Sens.
Well, they could be.
Winning solves everything.
It does. And they've done well with that so far. So we'll hope that they can keep it up. Anything else? Nope. Canuck?
Anything? I'm good.
All right. We're even going to skip what grinds my gears this weekend.
It's Eugene Melnick.
Yeah.
The person who told me that I shouldn't have honked at them when they were backing into my car in the parking lot?
No.
Yep. I was driving down, okay, really quickly. I was driving down, aisle in the parking lot at maybe 15 kilometers an hour, because it's a parking lot, you don't rip through there. And a car starts backing out, and the driver is looking straight ahead, not looking over at a backup camera, just looking straight ahead and backing up. So I stopped abruptly, about 2 feet from her smashing into my car, and I honked. And she looked over. We made eye contact, so it's clear that she saw me. And then she started backing up again. So I honked a second time. And I was driving with my window down, as I often do. And so she stopped a second time, rolled down the window, and said, "That's very rude."
You keep getting into these situations.
And I said, "I beg your pardon? That's very rude. You didn't need to honk a second time." And I said, "Well, you started backing up towards me again."
I was hoping you were going to say you honked the third time right then.
No. I said, "You started backing up towards me again after looking at me. I wasn't quite sure what your intentions were, but I wanted to make sure you knew that I hadn't moved. Sir, you really need to relax. Have a good day. Have a good day. You just need to relax." I'm like, honestly, this driver was projecting this situation onto me. It was my fault that I had honked at them as they were backing up without watching where they were going.
Well, you know why it's all your fault? Because you're getting free access to the Ottawa Senators games.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm getting free access and free parking.
It's lot 4 is pretty free as well. It's no lot 7.
But it's pretty good.
It's good.
It's pretty good. No? Free parking?
Yeah. I take you guys to Huntmar today?
No, I took the highway.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. Because it was the traffic was
in
not flowing into into, or like the traffic wasn't flowing onto Huntmar, so I just said I'm just going straight through, and it worked. Yeah. All right, we'll be back. Apparently, we'll be back in a week with another one game to talk about. So it may be a short show. We don't know, or we'll have a lot to talk about from the wine and cheese.
I've got a feeling they've got something brewing too, because this is a long break, and
we'll see.
Got too many defensemen.
Yeah, well, it could be something important and big to talk about. Until then, on behalf of Panic Canuck, I'm Cardinal. Thank you very much for listening. Good night.
Peace.
But if you close your eyes, does it almost?